Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie. We're starting our review section of the T3 observations for Sunday, the 13th of June, 2010. And two interesting items showed up in the Up and Down Wall Street column dated Wednesday, June 9th by Randall Forsyth, and the title is Calling a Bear a Bear. And so what he's talking about is that we've entered a bear market, and you might have a little bounces around here, but he says that's, you know, that doesn't disprove the bearish case. And he's brought to attention two items, and for this first part of the review, I will give you some interesting dope that he passed on from Woody Dorsey, whose company, Market Semiotics, uses sentiment indices, and it has a bearish forecast starting from late April and carrying to a long-term downtrend into a low in the year 2012 and an ultimate secular buy in the year 2015 or 16. And those are particularly interesting because that's the forecast, basically, that I have in my chart that follows, which is the long-term chart, and has, based on the 39 or 42-year cycle, has bottoms in the 2013 or 2016 time period for extrapolations. I did try to look into Woody Dorsey's, he wrote a book, and it's reviewed at Amazon, but according to the people that reviewed it, he isn't telling too much about what he sees coming forth in that book, and so the proprietary sentiment indices that he's using here are probably still proprietary, and you have to buy the service. Nevertheless, the fact that Barron's is quoting him is probably makes him something to consider. He does have a minor refinement, which is that you can have a bounce up into June 18th, 20-23, before the summer. But he calls it the summer bummer, which is the decline that we're looking for going into July, maybe a bottom into August. This we'll discuss in the various sections, but I did want to point out that that was part one. Now, in the part two, there is a various people who head up big capital market companies are talking about going to cash as a strategy, and he talks about a fellow who is it's Albert Edwards of Societe Generale calling for a resumption of the structural bear market in stocks. He points to the Economic Cycle Research Institute's weekly leading indicator, which has slipped sharply in recent weeks. This ECRI index also caught the beginning of the 09 recovery, so the fact that it's going to a sell signal now is interpreted as a warning you should be going to cash, which is different than anyone else is using. The big slowdown that this indicator is calling for does relate back to the Ray Dalio discussion, and it turns out the ECRI indicator is something that a lot of people watch. And so then the second part, I'm going to be introducing what I got from the website. It's based on Jeffrey Moore, who was Jeffrey Moore, who spent from 1950 to the 2000 dividing leading indicators. And because it's now being quoted by a lot of money managers, and that they have tremendous influence in the stock market, I thought we'd, in part two, go into the indicators, what I've been able to learn from it. And I have some PDF files there to show you relative to the particular calls that it's made historically. And you can visit the website link, and you can see some of their indicators and so forth. In any case, I'll follow that up in a later date. So let's first take a look at the Woody Dorsey forecast. In his, he has added something to my long T theory 40-year cycle chart, which is a pretty good worth noting. You see, what I did was I noticed that the first thing of all, down at the bottom, I noticed that the that you have these cycles that come at 40-year intervals, and I have in green low, and then 40 about 40 years later, roughly 40 years later, you have another low that's around 1850, and then another one 1900, then you have another one in the 30s, 40s, then you have another low in the 70s, and then you are expected by the extrapolation of the time that we are now going into a new low. 15 years ago, I realized that I actually reproduced this oscillator and so forth for some 15 years ago, that every other 40-year cycle was a deflationary one. And so you see the slanted downside deflations in blue appearing only every other 40-year cycle low. So you have deflation in the 18, it started in 1835. Going down to the late 1840s, and then you have another one which went down into the 30s but continued off into the 40s, and then you should be going into a deflation period because you're doing the next 40-year cycle here. And what Woody Dorsey is saying is that my two estimated bottom dates, one the 39-year cycle from the 39-year cycle, say 2013, is a low, but there is another cycle that runs longer and comes out with 2016. So rather than saying what I was implying it's one or the other, what he's saying is that 13 is the shorter term cycle, and that's the one that's going to produce the first low, but it's not the final low. And then later, after presumably some rally from in the 13, he says it's 2012, but it could be late 12, because I just subtracted the years out, so mine's a rough guess, that you'll get a secular low. A secular low is considered to be the trend that you have there for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's a secular trend. It's talking about a very, very long-term trend. The secular lows are really the 1840 low, maybe the one that followed after it, the 32 low, and the one that's coming up. It's the place where you buy common stocks and everybody's flat on their back, nobody wants to own the stocks. But if you get the secular low right, you can just hold them for the next 40-year cycle going up, because it's as low as you're going to get. I thought it was interesting because I didn't know whether the 13 or the 16 was right, and his alternate concept does seem to suggest that there are two lows there. If you look at the I put the two T's, the T12 and T13, we're going to be analyzing T13, which is just, you see how it's a dinky little T here. We've already seen the oscillator make a little notch down. You can see that. And presumably, according to his interpretation, is after we get past this period of another week or two, you'll be headed down. That you can get a little bit of a lift here, which I think is just what they call a dead cat bounce. It's not a real lift. It's trying to lift, but nobody's going to buy it. It's just sort of like the selling pressure goes away and it kind of lifts up, but it isn't a forceful rally going into those dates. If in fact his dates are correct, it was the 18th to the 23rd. Then when you're going to roll over, what you're looking for in here is to see if the oscillator goes below the 70s lows. If you track back, you find out that when the oscillator goes just under the neutral level, you tend to find bottoms, and that's sort of the critical level. Maybe you're just going to get a double dip. Remember, in the previous commentary, Ray Dalio said that there wasn't any. He didn't believe there was any turn here, and you're going to go into a double dip, sooner than people think. And then you've got this, we're going to be going down into something according to these other forecasts. And then the question is the oscillator going to go to a new low where the center post of T13 is and try to hold those lows where you tend to get some resistance, or is it just going to flop over and go down to the 2012 or the 2013 level? So that's sort of what the interesting prospect is. Separately, this is the first chart that I have done which has brought my old programs into the new world of more modern programs, such that I can now afford to add features to it. And one of the features that we'll be adding to it is this inflation, deflation, then inflation business, which I describe basically here. And then the other thing is, instead of just using the Dow Jones Industrial Average and its oscillators, I can now put in long-term interest rates. I have a book on the summary of long-term interest rates over the centuries, and this is just monthly data, so it's not hard to put that in. The ECRI indicators have been computed for the short-term growth one. It's particularly interesting to us. That's done from the 1950s on, and that could be that covers a reasonable period of time, and we can see how that works out relative to shorter-term market movements. Remember that indicator turned bearish, I guess it was in February of 2008, signaling economic growth was contracting, had started to contract, what they call a peak, and then a trough, which is what they call a low, in March of 2009, and now it's being reported, but it's not posted at the website, that it's going into a new peak mode, and we'll see how that turns out. But you can carry these back for a very long period of time. You notice that there's a lot of wiggles in the market, and the question is the ECRI indicator worthwhile carrying as a fundamental confirming indicator? And so that's that part. In my 1973 book, I also had deduced that there was a way to tell, or there was a concept that says that after these deflationary periods, if you to look at the 1850s as a deflationary period, you go into a period where if you define inflation as the price of something is going up, you have a tendency to have, you're coming out of a depression, all commodities are low, interest rates are low, economic activity is low almost by definition. You sort of come out and you go through a series of T's. And the way that you do, what you do is you find out that these T's tend to overlap each other, and they will continue to produce a sort of an uptrend until a certain time match appears. And what you'd say in this first example here is that you could continue this rally up until you get a certain summary of times, that there are T's buried in there, until you get to 1929, when the whole what's called the Master T complex expired, and then you are vulnerable to a reset, to a new inflationary cycle, and then you start off in a new period. Well, in the new inflation period, you have you see the generalization of the term inflation, because when you come out of the 30s and the 40s, as you come up into the 50s and 60s, people were first noticing that there was some wage inflation. It never got to be real serious. But it did get to be of a concern to people, because in the Depression they hadn't seen any. And then as you started to come up into the 60s, that's when you saw precious metals start to come on. And then you had the inflation of you had also oil. And that took you into 74, into 1980. And before that, both oil and gold topped out. And then you started the mega T, which is the big rally now for the Dow Jones Industrial Lab, and that I would just interpret as being inflation of stock prices. And then that ran out at the 2000 dot-com bust, and what happened is you pull back, and then when you came back up to 07, you saw a new kind of inflation, and that was in home prices, and we talked about that, and that looked like that might be a 60-year cycle. So what you find out is that after every deflationary period, you have a series of steps of inflation being defined in a different categories, commodities, wages, oil, gold, and real estate, and they form the sequence, and then you finally appear to have come out at the end of your rope on the 2007, and now you should be resetting the deflationary trend again. So I have done studies on long-term interest rates, and what you do is you use TYX, which is the 30-year bond yield, And I have constructed over the last 20 years the T's in it, and they show that the recovery in long-term bond yields has peaked. It's that the T is very much like the one that we have for the stock market. It looked like it was going into May, but it topped out early, and this one looked like it was going to go into May too, but the long-term trend has topped out. And you can attribute that largely to the fact that either Dorsey's indicators turned over and cut everything off, or it's the ECRI was dropping precipitously even back in April. In other words, it was headed towards a sell signal, and that could account for why the QQQ insider selling was coming up, which was in the Alan Abelson column, because they would have seen that was coming, because those kinds of people, they all subscribe to the ECRI forecast, which is it was probably a very expensive forecast, but the institution gets it. So I think that's probably what the explanation is going to be. In any case, I drew out all the T's, and I'm going to present that on Wednesday when I go and try to look at all the charts that are available from over a reasonable time period, and update those. And so we'll take a look at that when we get to that period next week. So that pretty well summarizes the position. I thought it was very interesting, generally speaking, that my dates of the 2013-16 do show up in somebody else's work, and the hint there is that there are two lows, and that the according to Dorsey, you started that trip down to the 12, what he calls the 2012, is started from April, and you get a little hesitation here, and then you're just going down, which is basically what my forecast is anyway. Okay, so that's the end of part one of the review, and then we'll be back shortly with the second part, which is on the Economic Cycle Research Institute.